This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student-athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Call 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
My name is Mackenzie Wells, a senior cheerleader at Anna High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Anna Rockets. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans around the region here in the Upper Miami Valley and wherever you might be tuning in from. Could be elsewhere in the state of Ohio, the Midwest, anywhere in the country, perhaps across the Atlantic or Pacific Oceans, just like Darren Wilson did a few weeks ago when he traveled from Rushi for Honda all the way to London, England, and heard us at 3 in the morning. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We're at Fort Loramie tonight, the number 2 Shelby County League team, the Anna Rockets, 11-6 on the year, 7-2 in the league. Beat Fort Loramie 6-11 on the season, 3-7 in Shelby County League play. Anna thumped Fort Loramie in the first meeting at Anna, 54-34 at the time. Fort Loramie was 4-3, but the Skins have gone 2-8 since. We webcasted one of those two victories, a 62-41 triumph over New Bremen. Fort Loramie starts three sophomores. It's a team that's making positive strides gradually this year. The best evidence of this, I think, the two games versus Rushi, a three-point loss, a four-point loss to the Raiders. As sophomore Dylan Braun leads in scoring, 12 points a game. He's a fine three-point shooter. Big 6'7", Tyler Siegel, also a sophomore, 7 rebounds a game, mans the pivot. Anna, meanwhile, Chuck has been on a roll, 5 of 7 victories after an earlier win streak this year in December of 5 in a row. And this club, thanks to victories over Jackson Center and Rushi at home and at Fairlawn, has tightened up the Shelby County League race considerably. Jackson Center a 1-game lead, and in Rushi right behind with just 2 setbacks. The Tigers have lost once, and it could come right down to the last couple of games this year. Next week, we've got Jackson Center at Rushi. The following week, Anna at Jackson Center. But Anna's got to win tonight first to get that far.
Well, Anna does have to win tonight to make it, to keep themselves in the race.
Right.
What happens, you talk about the 3 and the 4 point loss to a really good Rushi team, but then other teams run Laramie out. There's sometimes your matchups just aren't very good, and I think that's what they run into with Anna, because Anna is so big and so long, they can't get the shots off on the perimeter, and their inside game, you would think, would be better with Siegel, and maybe it will be tonight. At 6'7", he's going to have to be someone that gives them a good, productive game tonight.
And he's got his hands full, because Anna has got 2 or 3 young men, not quite the size of Siegel, but good scorers, good rebounders. Rockets have been flexing their muscle here the last few contests. Blake Stevens has been outstanding. He has carried Anna through the thick and thin when the Rockets have needed big buckets. Stevens has been there. Cody Flesher has improved greatly over the course of the season. He's a major contributor. Flesher at 6'6", Stevens at 6'4".
Well, I mean, you got Luthman, Stevens, and Flesher. He goes 6'4", 6'4", 6'6". The thing that makes them such a formidable task to guard them is, yes, they can play inside, but every one of them can go out face up, and Luthman and Stevens can both make threes. Makes it a real defensive struggle to give you get a good matchup against Anna.
Drew Worman, very capable scorer for the Fort Laramie Redskins. He is a senior, 1 of 2 12th graders in the starting 5. He pumped in a 12 points in the first meeting between these two teams to lead Fort Laramie. The Redskins need that from him, and also a 12 from 2 or 3 other players, because Anna's been scoring at a 64 points a game clip in the last 3 weeks. 4 Rockets in double figures now. Nathan Frilling is not one of those, although he's been coming off the bench lately, supplying a lot of firepower. He will get the starting nod tonight. Flesher, as a result of good performances in recent games, is now up to 11 a game, along with Stevens and Luthman, who are at a 12 each. Carter Huelskamp, a guard, is at 11. You just simply don't know who to guard, who to put the most pressure on, because the Rockets can score from everywhere.
Well, it's tough to match up with Anna because they have so many scorers. And the other thing that they've been doing well is playing defense. And I think that's the difference in this winning streak, is their defense has stepped up. They've got the size. They should be able to keep you from getting anything in the paint. And that's what they've been doing recently.
Earlier in the season, Chuck, we thought Rushi manhandled Anna on the boards in the game at Rushi. Recently, in the return match at Anna, Anna clearly out-muscled the Raiders on the glass.
Anna should never be beaten on the glass in a basketball game with their size and experience. They got, the last time we watched them get beat was against Minster on a Saturday night. And what Minster did was just beat them down the floor constantly.
Right.
That's kind of what Fort Laramie's going to have to do tonight. I think if it turns into a half-court set offense for Laramie, it's going to be a long night for them.
Fort Laramie Junior Varsity slowed the game down, upset Anna by 4. I think most people would consider it a slight upset. Does the varsity team for the Redskins do that tonight? Do they drag this game out, milk the clock, try to compress each quarter a little bit or not?
Well, I think so, because they're not a huge scoring team anyway.
Right.
So I think they when they rebound, they want to throw the outlet. They want to leak somebody out. If they can get an easy basket, fine. Run a secondary break, maybe hit somebody rolling down the lane. If not, then you bring it back out, and you run your offense, and you do it with a lot of you want to frustrate Anna, because Anna wants to get up and down the floor.
This game would make the regular season for Fort Laramie here tonight should the Redskins knock off the Rockets, although we do have the sectional tournament at Pickwick following the regular season of 22 games. In fact, that draw is coming up 1 week from Sunday. Of course, Anna is Division III. Fort Loramie is Division IV. Redskins certainly have the capability to pull off a surprise in the sectional tournament by virtue of the close scares that Fort Loramie gave Rushi.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think the Pickwick tournament's always an outstanding tournament anyway, but this year, I don't know who the clear favorite would be. I mean, like, Jackson is not unbeatable. Rushi's not unbeatable. Fairlawn, there's nobody that's going to say, gee, we want to grab Fairlawn in the first round of the tournament.
Right.
Because they got a lot of talent also.
And you mentioned that. Hey, this Fort Loramie club backed off Fairlawn earlier in the year at the Jets gym. So the Redskins can get it done, but boy, they need to be clicking. Three, four offensive players need to be making shots.
Well, that's a fact, and this is the beginning. I mean, this is towards the end of the season now. They need to find the rhythm, and they need to find what's going to make them as good as they can be, and then ride it to the buzzer.
Exactly. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight at the Fort Loramie Anna game, as the Fort Loramie Redskins pep band strikes up in the background. Excellent crowd on hand. We are in between the adult Fort Loramie and Anna sections on one side. Very few empty seats available. And on the far side, a sea of red and black for Fort Loramie. It's about two-thirds full. A lot of gratitude to these underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, McCall Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, and also in Troy, a new location for Sydney Body Car Star. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Manpower Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and in Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? Gratitude as well to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. And the in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. The in-between is our pregame underwriting sponsor. These Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. These Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Another big Shelby County League clash tonight, Chuck. Between Jackson Center and Fairlawn, the Tigers needed two overtimes earlier this year to win at Fairlawn. That's a big contest tonight at the Habitat of the Cat, the lair of the Jackson Center Tigers. Jackson Center needs a win to ensure holding on to first place after tonight's action. We'll try to keep you abreast of that game throughout the evening. Meanwhile, Rushi is at Houston in another important Shelby County League game tonight. Tonight here at Fort Loramie, you might say, is the first of a night-day doubleheader over a two-day span.
Yep.
We come back tomorrow. Great game for the Shelby County League girls title, conceivably. It is Fort Loramie hosting Anna. Look forward
look forward to that, Chuck.
Well, that should be a heck of a game. The first time was a one-pointer at Anna, so yep. I can't imagine it's going to be much different.
Starting lineups are next. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
If you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business, take advantage of Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Tom and Jerry's will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place all your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured. Tom and Jerry's meets all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's is family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Fort Loramie Redskins being introduced at the moment. Drew Worman, 5'10", senior guard, 8.5 points a game. Evan Burning, 6'2", sophomore guard. Tanner Rosengarten, the lefty, 6 feet tall, a senior. Dylan Braun, 6'1", a sophomore, at a guard spot, averaging a dozen a game. And Tyler Siegel, 6 points, 7 rebounds a game, 6'7", sophomore center. For the visiting Anna Rockets here tonight, Nathan Frilling opens up at a guard. He is a 6'2", 165-pound junior. I'm sure we'll see Wyatt Benjamin on the court rather quickly. Carter Yuleskamp, 10.5 a game, a 6'1", senior at a guard. The front line consists of Kane Luthman. Luthman at just under 13 a game, 6'4", a senior. Blake Stevens, just over 13 a game, 6'4", a senior. And Cody Flesher at nearly 11 a game, 6'6", 205, and the senior. Anna Rockets in the road, green, white numbers. White and black striping down the sides of the jerseys and shorts. Fort Loramie, the home, white, red numerals, black piping. Opening tip to start the game, won by Fort Loramie. Braun's got the ball deep in the left corner, gives it up, then throws it straight away to Evan Burning. Hand off to Drew Worman. Siegel comes out to catch. Right part of the floor, it's Rosengarten, picked up by Frilling. These Anna Rockets, Chuck, have only lost twice in January, dropping their guard on Saturdays against St. Henry and Minster. Only two setbacks this month.
Yeah, sometimes that Saturday game's tough.
Here's a bad pass by Fort Loramie, lost below the basket. Anna recovers it. Here come the Rockets down the floor. Fort Loramie failed to get a shot. Yuleskamp outside the arc to Luthman, picked up by Rosengarten. Now Yuleskamp. Right side of the floor to Frilling, to Yuleskamp. Fort Loramie in a man-to-man defense. Frilling 30 feet away on the right. Flesher straight on. Now Yuleskamp catches left part of the floor. Rockets content to throw it around on top. Haven't dented the three-point arc yet, Chuck.
No, they're being very patient, and they're going to get the ball inside here in a second is what they're looking for.
We've played a minute and 20 seconds, and not a shot has been tried. Here's Frilling, high left. Started to go to the baseline, didn't.
throws it near side of the 40. Hulskamp busted up by Rosengarten, goes out of bounds.
A little surprised on the starting lineup for Anna, and only because you got such a good chemistry going, and I'm not saying Frilling doesn't deserve to start, but he's been doing such a great job of coming off the bench. Sometimes it messes things up when you change your rotation like that.
Rockets inbound to Flesher, behind the foul line, doesn't shoot. Now to Hulskamp, 25 feet away. Fort Laramie still in a man, or is that a zone now, John?
No, they're playing man still.
Yep. Here is a good pass by Stevens down inside to Flesher. He doesn't shoot. Flips it back to Stevens on the arc, and he rifles in a three-pointer to get the game underway.
Well, they got the ball inside. Everybody collapsed. Stevens set up. That's what I mean. That kid can shoot the three.
Blake Stevens can shoot it from long range, or he can pound you inside.
And he can dunk, too.
Yes. Well, we played 2 minutes, 3-0 in favor of Anna. Here's Siegel on the arc for Fort Laramie. Gives it up to Worman. Worman retreats to the center line, trying to stretch out the Anna defensive five. Outside the arc, high left, it's Evan Burning. He drives on Luthman, pulls up outside the lane, doesn't shoot. Bounce pass, baseline left to Dylan Braun. He goes around Stevens, tight ropes to boundary. Stevens gave him a hip, and it's a defensive foul. 5:37 left, first quarter, 3-0 Anna. Baseline left of the basket, inbound to Rosengarten, low on the right. Shot fake on Frilling, goes up strong and makes it. Good inbounds effort by Fort Laramie. 3-2, Anna leads. Token pressure Redskins, three-quarter court style. Hulskamp breaks it down, dribbles up the floor, gives to Flesher, left baseline, doesn't shoot. Gives it up, gets it back. Fadeaway shot, Flesher. 10-footer, no, off the back brace. Rebound comes down to Anna. Or I should say to Fort Laramie. Redskins down the floor in a hurry, trailing 3-2. Here's Worman, 25 feet out. Darts into the lane around Hulskamp. Look at Worman go. And coming over is Stevens to help. He blocks it. Ball loose on the deck. It's a jump. The arrow says Anna possession.
That length of Anna is causing grief for Fort Laramie, trying to get the ball inside.
Isn't that the truth? Boy, these Anna Rockets have improved significantly over the course of the season. A slow start for Anna at the outset. Rockets dropped two of the first three and lost a couple games at the Versailles Holiday Tourney, but have been on fire since. And lo and behold, is Blake Stevens ever on fire here at the start of this game. He just cans another three-pointer. That was perfect. Both shots, Chuck, right through the net. Don't think either one hit the rim.
What you like to see is someone who shoots the three with the same form as he shoots the five-footer.
6-2, Anna. Here's Fort Laramie with the ball, top of the circle, Burning. Knocked away by Frilling. Burning gets it back. Tries to feed it to Rosengarten in the corner. Kicked out of bounds by the Rockets. 4:13 to go, first quarter, 6-2, Anna. Three made field goals in this game so far. Fort Laramie inbounds all the way to backcourt, tracked down there by Worman. Worman bounces up ahead to Evan Burning. Right side of the floor, it's Worman dribbling, back to Dylan Braun now. Straight away, Burning. Burning carves out space down the left side of the lane, pulls up, little one-hander, short from 8 feet. Rebound knocked away to Luthman for Anna. Down the floor to Hulskamp. Driving, and he missed it on the three-on-two break, left it short. Fort Laramie snares the rebound. Quickly down the floor, Rosengarten. He stops on the arc, gives it up to Worman. Worman scurries right down the middle of the floor. Driving layup, banked in by Drew Worman. 6-4, Anna Batu. 3:29 to go, first quarter. Anna midcourt. Hulskamp to Flesher up the left side. Now to Hulskamp straight on. Coming out to catch, outside the arc is Stevens. Rotated near side to Frilling. He's picked up by Dylan Braun. Now Flesher with Rosengarten on him. Here's a drive, baseline right by Stevens. Tries to make a hook pass down inside to Luthman. Ill-advised. Fort Laramie swipes it. Here is Worman down the floor in a hurry. Goes deep left corner to Braun. Baseline all the way to the cup, and he lays it in. Dylan Braun. Fine baseline drive. He motored hard to the rim. He would not be stopped. We're tied up at 6. 2:42 to go, first quarter. Hulskamp, top of the key foul line. Bounce pass lower to the left to Flesher. throws on the three-point arc to Stevens. He lets it fly. No good off the rim. Rebound Fort Laramie. Here's a three-on-two break. Down the floor to Rosengarten. Shot fake. Lays it up. Blew it short. No good. Filling's got the rebound. Outlet to Stevens. One-on-one with Burning. And we've got a foul. Two shots for Anna. And Stevens had the height advantage. And Burning had to swap down to prevent the easy one. 6-6 tie. You can tell so far, Chuck, Fort Laramie's objective is be patient and try to drive the basketball at Anna inside.
Yeah, no doubt. I love fans. Team fouls are one each, and they're yelling at the official to call it both ways.
Well, they have. Yeah. One foul each way. That's calling it both sides.
I love fans.
Stevens missed the first free throw. Swish the second. He's got all seven for Anna. 2:19 to go first quarter, 7-6. Rockets lead the Redskins in a high school football game. 1 point lead, Anna. Deep left corner. Shot fake by Braun of Fort Laramie. Goes cross court to Evan Burning. He jumps and shoots from 18 feet. It hit the flange, came right down to Flesher. Back court to Stevens. Here comes Anna. Stevens almost palmed it, gave it up to Luthman. Wyatt Benjamin has checked in now for the green and white. Benjamin, a 6'1 sophomore. Foul line, Stevens maneuvers, powers to the glass. Oh, look at him go to work. Up and in over Burning, who fouled him. Whew, what a play by Stevens. He has really been showcasing himself the last few weeks.
Well, this is the same start he had against Rushi. I tell you, if he's on and going hard to the basket, he's impossible to stop.
He's got all nine, right, for Anna?
He has all nine, yes.
9-6 Rocket. Stevens for the three-point play. Good. 10-6 Anna. 10 points for Blake Stevens. Oh, what a lift he's given his team in the opening 6 minutes plus. 1:40 to go first quarter. Here's Worman at midcourt, double team. Gives it up on the play to Brad Plyman, who's in, a 6-foot senior. Blocking foul, Anna, near midcourt.
And a foul number five, Wyatt Benjamin, his first team set.
1:33 to go, first period. Ball inbounded by Fort Laramie to Dylan Braun. Quickly played first quarter, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a lot of fouls, and both teams taking care of the basketball.
And the shots are few and far between. Each team with good shot selection. 10-6 Rockets. Fort Laramie whips it around the top of the key. Baseline left, Dylan Broad. He slithers along the boundary. Missed a runner. Rebound in the lane, Worman. Awkward shot by him for Fort Laramie off to the left, but he's bodied and fouled. He'll get two. Carter Huelskamp nailed on the personal. 68 seconds to go first quarter. 10-6 Anna. Free throw Worman up and in. 10-7 in favor of Anna. Well, Redskins need to find a way to slow down Blake Stevens.
Well, yeah, he's got all 10. So far, yeah, they haven't even come close. And they need to find some way to get Tyler Siegel into the game.
Yeah, you're right. Big guess. 6 feet. 7 inches tall, sophomore. Siegel needs to make an impression against Anna's size. Both foul shots by Worman up and in. 10-8 in favor of the Rockets by two. Here's Anna in the right corner. Stevens tries to make an entry. Low block right side to Luthman, and Fort Laramie gets a piece of it and stabs that ball out of bounds. 56 seconds to go in the first. 10-8 in favor of Anna. Bounce pass into Flesher, ripped away by Worman on the steal. Fort Laramie, a chance to tie or take the lead. Outside the arc, it goes to Burning. Now to Worman, 30 feet away. Starts a drive on Huelskamp, splits a couple defenders, leaves it for Rosengarten on the arc. He doesn't shoot. Now back to Worman. Worman circles down the paint. Here's a running one-hander. Yes, and he's fouled. What a play by Drew Worman. Boy, he was threading a needle, Chuck. Through the Anna defense. He made a mad dash to the basket, flipped it up from his right hip, banked it home, was fouled, and Worman has a chance to put Fort Laramie up. Missed the free throw, though, off to the right. Rebound, Anna. We are tied up at 10 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Fort Loramie so far has done nothing but try to drive the basketball. Here's Hulskamp down the lane for Anna. He is off balance, wild shot, easy block and take away by Fort Loramie. And now the Redskins will play for one. 12 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Worman, 25 feet away. Dribbles against Hulskamp, around him, down the lane. Oh, look at the magician. Worman go to work. 3 seconds to go, first quarter. Hulskamp, midcourt, 45-footer. Banked it, no good. It hit the glass, the rim, and caromed away. Super finish to the first quarter by Fort Loramie, which is up two over Anna, 12-10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
A very good first quarter for the Fort Loramie Redskins, who've scored six straight points, Chuck, to emerge a two-point leader as we start period number two.
Well, Worman's getting the ball to the rim, and he scored 8 points in the first quarter.
Worman had eight for Fort Loramie, and Stevens for
all 10.
And that's up 18 points between those two young men. After the first 8 minutes, 10 for Stevens, 8 for Worman, 12-10 Fort Loramie. Redskins inbounding. And head coach Nate Barhorst making a change.
Benjamin just picked up his second, and Cathcart's coming in for him.
Yep. Joel Cathcart, 6'3", 185-pound sophomore, on the floor now for Anna. First few seconds here of the second quarter. Frilling with a bust-out steal out high against Fort Loramie's offense. Frilling takes it the other way, driving layup good. That's the spark maybe that Anna needs. Frilling with a two-pointer. First points registered for Anna other than the first 10 knocked down to Stevens. Here's a drive by Worman for Fort Loramie off balance. Made one earlier like that. This one hits the rim, no good. Long rebound, burning. Out to Braun for Fort Loramie. Tied up at 12. First minute, second quarter. Cody Gasson on the floor now for Fort Loramie, a 6 foot junior. He drops a pass off down low to Tyler Siegel. Siegel catches, he smacked hard. And Frilling got a piece of him, two free throws, Siegel.
He just almost made the shot. That was a nice offensive play right there.
Free throw by Siegel, up and good. Fort Loramie head coach Corey Britton bound and determined, Chuck, to make Anna play defense below the foul line tonight.
Well, they're doing that, and on the other end, I like that 2-2-1 that they're putting on about three-quarters court, slowing Anna's pace down.
Yes, yep, good observation. Both free throws up and in by Tyler Siegel, and Fort Loramie's got a two-point lead again, 14-12. 7 minutes left, second quarter. Hulskamp at midcourt, spin move, foul line, down the lane, coughed up the ball, out of bounds, it rolls. Rockets not real crisp right now.
No, they're really out of sync, and I'm telling you, that 2-2-1 is slowing them down, and then when they can't really get into their offense.
Anna beat Fort Loramie by 20 earlier in the year. And if you drop your guard in the Shelby County League this season, you'll get beat. That's all there is to it. Here's Rosengarten, top of the key. Tried to go down inside of the post. Deflected by Anna and stolen. Up the floor to Hulskamp, 25 feet away. 14-12, Fort Loramie. A minute and a half gone, second quarter. Hulskamp on the arc, picked up by Rosengarten. Hand off to Luthman. Luthman to Frilling. Frilling lobbing, weak side for Luthman. Way short on the pass. Poor selection on the play attempt. Easily intercepted by Siegel of Fort Loramie. gives it up to the foul line jump shooter. It is missed off the back iron by Dylan Braun. Rebound, though, by Siegel. Siegel crashes the boards. Up once, twice, though. Good, might have been fouled. No call. Rebound down to Anna. Here come the Rockets. Hulskamp zipping up the floor in a hurry. Pulls up in the lane. Goes to Luthman. He might have gotten away with a little shovel. Or I should say shuffle. Now the Rockets set it up. Fort Laramie falls back into its defense. 5-on-5 now. Here's Cathcart storming to the basket from the right flank. Defensive foul, Fort Laramie. 14-12 Redskins. 5:43 to go, second quarter. And head coach Nate Barhorst a bit anxious at the moment in front of the Anna bench.
Well, this is definitely a Fort Laramie pace.
Sure is. The Redskins like the tempo of this contest so far. Ball inbounded to Cathcart for Anna. Cathcart, a very good-looking young sophomore. From the left corner, it's entered to Flesher, and look at him zip right around the Fort Laramie defender. Lays it up and in, and a foul. Nate Plyman from the backside. Count the goal. Flesher with a free throw to give Anna the lead.
Somebody else scores besides Stevens.
Yes. Cody Flesher rolls the free throw around to the left. No good. Little flat. Missed it. Fort Laramie snatched the rebound. Dylan Broad at midcourt. Game tied at 14. 5:20 to go, second quarter. On top to Siegel. Siegel guarded by Flesher. Siegel takes him into the paint. Gives it to Rosengarten. He's got a little alley down the lane. Drives. Leaves it right corner for Braun. Right back to Rosengarten. Fort Laramie, a smaller team, trying to score points on the dribble drive here tonight against Anna and make the Rockets play defense down below the foul stripe. Oh, here's a good maneuver by Branch Plyman as he weaved the basket down the lane, laid it on the rim, it came off. Rebound by Anna. Quickly down the floor into the corner, Cathcart to Hulskamp. Cathcart, 23-footer, a three ball. He buried it. 17-14, Rockets lead. 4:33 left to go here in the second quarter. Fort Laramie difficulty getting the ball in. Time out, Redskins. Rockets up three on scorersbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Thanks so much to Kim Metz, athletic director at Jackson Center High School, along with basketball head coach Scott Elker, who also serves as halftime AD at Jackson Center. A report from there, a score of 14-8, Jackson Center over Fairlawn, midway second quarter.
Wow.
Low scoring like this one. Even lower at Jackson Center. Here's Fort Laramie with the ball after the timeout. Ball thrown into the post to Logan Brockman, 6'3 senior. He backs down as defender. And that's good work by Fort Laramie. Ball was dumped off to Evan Burning by Brockman. Burning tried to get a shot up from that around his knees. He was hacked. Foul and a free throw, Fort Laramie. First one good. Second shot coming up here for the Redskins, who are down two now. It's on the way in again.
Nice start for Drew Werman. He's got 10 now.
Yep, Werman's got 10 points. He has been driving beautifully in this game. Hulskamp down the floor for Anna. Spots up on the arc and drills a three-pointer. Couple of big threes here in this quarter for Anna. Cathcart and Hulskamp to give the Rockets a four-point edge, 20-16. Here's Fort Laramie driving right down the lane again. Anna doesn't slide over to stop Dylan Bond. He takes it all the way to the hole for two more.
That's just very poor defense.
22-18. And up two, Fort Laramie hanging tough. Here's Cathcart on the arc. And Anna clears out for Joel Cathcart. And he explodes to the basket, makes a great driving layup, and he's fouled.
by Fort Loramie at the rim.
Well, in the overtime of the at the end of regulation, that was the play I called for on the JV game because Cathcart was playing and they didn't clear a side. There's anybody out there that can stop him on a JV level.
And he uses his body so well. He's got fine foot speed. Excellent initial step. Hard to guard. He's a good 6'2 and a half, 6'3.
And he's hard to guard because he has such good range to go along with that quick step.
Uh-huh. Free throw short. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. 4-point game. Anna leads 22-18. 3.5 to go. Second quarter. Here's Fort Loramie with the ball deep in the right corner. Logan Brackman, who's come in off the bench, has it. Throws to Worman, head of the key. Worman quarterbacks the team, just like he did the football squad. That's rotated near side of the floor to Brad Plyman. Now back to Worman, 25 feet away. Coming out to catch Brackman. He thought about going back door to teammate Dylan Braun. Pass wasn't there. That's Rosengarten near side. He caught the skip pass, and he tossed in a long triple. Rosengarten connects, 22-21. Anna's lead is just one. 2:52 to go, second quarter. Here's Cathcart, high right for Anna. Gives it up to Flesher. Left side of the floor, Benzman. Shot fake, starts to drive, pulls up. Banks an eight-footer. It is no good. Rebound volleyballed out of bounds off Anna. 22-21 the score. Anna over Fort Loramie by a point. Anna needs a victory in this game tonight, Chuck, to realistically have any chance to get a share of the Shelby County League Championship.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. If they don't win, they're out of the race.
Right. Straight away, Fort Loramie shoots the three. A fine screen set for the gunner from way downtown. Burning missed it hard off the back rim. Anna got the rebound. Burning stole it. Fed it to Worman. Missed it down inside, but he's fouled. Fort Loramie Redskins playing inspired ball here, Chuck. Anna a little, maybe lazy in its passing?
Well, yeah, I don't know. They're not very sharp. And one of the things that you see for effort is they don't have an offensive rebound yet.
Couple of free throws here for Drew Worman for the Fort Loramie Redskins, and he knocks it down. Brilliant start to this game for Drew. 22-22 tie. 2:19 to go first half. Second free throw, Worman got it again. Boy, fine game plan by Fort Loramie. It's been executed very well. Drive, drive, drive. Make Anna play defense. Get to the foul line. Stay away from shooting the long jump shot. And try to take it down inside. Score in close. If not, get to the free throw stripe. Here's a long three. Deep right corner, Anna. It's Cathcart. Missed it hard. No good. Rebound poked up in the air. Worman's got it. Long lead out to Burning. Burning to the rim. He's hacked from behind by Anna. And the Redskins have a chance to take the lead here. Down by a point, 23-22. Or I should say, the Redskins are ahead by one.
Right.
A chance to extend it. Fort Loramie scored five in a row. Free throw up and in by Burning.
That's Braun.
I'm sorry, Dylan Braun at the stripe.
You're dyslexic. He's 23-32.
Second shot to Dylan to give Fort Loramie a three-point lead. A lot of rim. Oh, it comes off the front. And the rebound is pulled down by Flesher of Anna. Six straight points by Fort Loramie. Anna briefly had a four-point lead at 22-18. Minute 45 to go, first half. Outside the arc on the left is Benzman. Siegel checks him. He goes to Flesher in the post. And on the switch off, a smaller man had Flesher holding foul Fort Loramie. It's common, though.
That was easy to call. Worman had a hold of his jersey and was pulling him until he couldn't get away from him.
Fort Loramie's ability to penetrate Anna's defense has caused the Rockets to foul. There's a long throw by Fort Loramie, or I should say by Anna, to Huelskamp, who goes to the timeline to get it. Minute and a half to go, second quarter. Anna down two. Top of the key. Huelskamp veers left. Gets a high screen from Stevens. He rolls. Huelskamp drives. Flips it back to Stevens on the arc. He launches. Missed it off the heel. Rebound to the foul line. A real scrum for it. Good effort by players from both teams. It's a tie-up, and Anna keeps it. A minute 15 to go, second quarter, 24-22, Fort Loramie. Cathcart inbounding, left corner to Benzman. On top to Flesher, back to Benzman. Siegel comes out to Hedge. That disrupted Anna's offense momentarily. Here's Yulskamp with the ball, right side to Benzman. Rosengarten over guards Flesher on top. Fort Loramie doing a nice job at both ends of the floor right now. Here's a three-pointer by Cathcart of Anna. Shot it over Siegel. 25-footer. Missed it. No good. Strong. Rebound Fort Loramie with 48 seconds to go in the first half. Lorman to Siegel. Left side, Rosengarten. Let's see if the Redskins can milk it all the way down for one good one. It'll be tough to do. It looks like Fort Loramie is set out to attempt that at any rate. Rosengarten's got the ball in the right corner. Got a Siegel that comes out to catch. All the way down to 22 seconds to go. Redskins continue to run the scoreboard clock. 15, 14. Here's Worman, timeline. Tipped away by Yulskamp, goes into backcourt. And Worman tracks it down with 7 to play. Worman to the foul line. Veers off into the right corner. Hands it to Braun. Braun launches a 3, missed it. Little too much distance on it. Rebound is jabbed out of bounds by Anna. Fort Loramie baseline left will throw in. Worman the playmaker. Zone defense beneath the basket by Anna. Worman looks. Lobs way out high to Siegel. From 25 feet away, Siegel floats up a 3. Short, no good. He missed it. First quarter finishes. Redskins held the ball the last minute. Couldn't generate points, but still lead by 2. 24-22. Fort Loramie in a surprise over Anna here at the halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center Market. It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie, where so far tonight the Redskins are pulling off a surprise, leading Anna by a score of 24-22. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who come to Fort Loramie from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, all over. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyers, GAIERS Inc.com. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Rockets trail the Redskins by two. Chuck, good game plan by Fort Loramie. Drew Warman, excellent first two quarters.
Well, those are both absolutely true statements. I've been impressed with what Loramie has been able to do with the pace of the game. I like what they're doing defensively. Yep. I like what they're doing offensively. And Anna has got to be in there talking right now about, A, what they're going to do against that trap, because once they break the trap, it's speeding them up so much that they're not running their offense, and defensively they're letting them get to the rim too much. 12-9, Fort Loramie rebounding advantage, and amazingly 5-1 on the offensive boards. Loramie only turned the ball three times in the first half. Anna turned it six. The Rockets 2-5 from the free throw line. Loramie 9-11. That comes from taking the ball to the rim like they did. They got to go to the free throw line quite a bit. Individual scoring for the Rockets. They were led by Blake Stevens with 10 all in the first quarter. Then they scored 5 from Cathcart, 3 from Huelskamp, 2 from Frilling, and 2 from Flesher. They scored 10 and 12, 22 for the half. Fort Loramie was led by Drew Warman with 12. Then they got 5 from Rosengarten, 5 from Braun, and 2 from Siegel. They scored 12 each quarter. They lead 24-22 at the half.
How is Fort Loramie able to break down Anna's defense so well through two quarters, Chuck?
Well, we talked about the matchup problem that Loramie would have in a half court with the size.
Right.
It works the other way, too. You got that length, but maybe not the same foot quickness that Loramie has, and they're able to get the ball in and go to the rim, and they're doing a great job. I mean, you can go to the free throw line, and that's good. If you make them, that's great, and they're 9-11.
Anna plays 3-6-4 or taller young men on the floor at one time. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie essentially has got four guards out there.
Yeah, they got four guards and a center.
Right. Halftime score, 24-22, Fort Loramie over Anna. That's our report here at the break, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November of 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Don't miss out on outstanding high-quality furniture priced just right for you at Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture right away for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for added savings, Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Halftime score, Fort Loramie 24, Anna 22. Here at the break, we're about 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since the inception of ScoresBroadcast.com nearly 10 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County, Ohio, from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. and during boys basketball games. LaCalle Equipment at Jackson Center spotlights a couple cheerleaders, one from each school. Tonight for Fort Loramie, we recognize senior cheerleader Shelby Bowman. She's the daughter of Beth Brandewee and Mike Meyer. 3.75 GPA for Shelby. Participates in Drama Club, Skills USA, the American Sign Language Club, the Youth All-Star Cheer Quote, Cheer Coach is Shelby Bowman. How about that? The Youth All-Star Cheer Coach. She would like to study health sciences at Wright State or Bowling Green and pursue a career as a dental hygienist. For Anna, sophomore cheerleader Rachel Shoemaker is under the spotlight tonight. Daughter of Bill and Sherry Shoemaker, 4.0 GPA. Played volleyball at Anna. She was a back row player and front row hitter. She is the sophomore class president, member of the YMCA gymnastics team, and she'll take part in track this spring. She'll run, she'll do the pole vault and the long jump. She's just a sophomore, undecided about her college choice. And by the way, she is also active in student council and book club. Two young ladies, a lot of extracurriculars, each a great student. Shelby Bowman, a senior at Fort Loramie. Rachel Shoemaker, a sophomore at Anna. Under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCalle Equipment at Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCalle Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCalle Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Thanks to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. Sydney rallied tonight from being down by 20 at one point to Vandalia Butler and won by 8. Unbelievable finish by the Sydney Yellow Jackets who trailed big time through the middle of that game. Pulling it out, though, by 8 points.
Well, they had a huge game last Friday with Greenville, and they have the rival with Piqua coming up Tuesday, so sometimes it's hard to be up for that middle game, and Butler's not very good, so.
Sydney, in fact, scored 38 of the game's final 47 points. Well, we start play here in the third quarter tonight at Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna needs a win to stay in the thick of the Shelby County League boys race. And right now, Fort Loramie has got a two-point edge on the Rockets here at the Redskins Gymnasium, 24-22, as Anna kicks the ball out of bounds. Fort Loramie inbounding left of the rim. Into the lane it goes, back to the basket. Burning, oh, good shot fake around Flesher. It rolled off, no good. Burning got the rebound, swatted by Anna. Fort Loramie recovers, though. Here's a drive in the lane by Dylan Braun. Banked it too hard. Braun knew where it was going to go. He got the rebound back, and he was fouled on the shoulder. Simply a case of Fort Loramie out-hustling Anna on the glass. It's not often size, Chuck, that dictates who wins on the backboard. Sometimes it's pure hustle.
It's effort, it's position, and it's desire.
Free throw by Dylan Braun up and in. 25-22, Fort Loramie by 3.
But I'll take size over that most of the time.
Second free throw by Braun. Spins the ball in his hands. It's on the way. Yes. 26-22, Fort Loramie by 4. 40 seconds gone here in the third quarter. Anna starts frilling at guard with Huelskamp. Ben's been on the bench to start the second half. Hulskamp between the circles, picked up by Werman. Right side to Frilling. He looks inside for Flesher, gives it up to Luthman. Deep left corner, Hulskamp. Oh, good pass down inside to Flesher. He's got position around Siegel. Half hook with the right hand. Good from 4 feet away.
Good post move.
26-24. Fort Laramie's lead is 2. Minute 5 gone. Third quarter. Dribble drive in the lane. Broad. Look at him go. Slices up Anna's defense and banks it in there. Anna attacks quickly. Here's Luth, but he gets Rosengarten. That's an offensive foul. He made the 8-foot jumper, but he lowered the shoulder first. 6:46 to go here in the third quarter. Momentum Fort Laramie leading 28-24.
Well, the saga of Anna basketball continues. You just don't know what you're going to get.
Up and down. It's been a yo-yo all year. Far left side of the floor. Fort Laramie's got it. Loop to the near side to Werman. Anna token pressure. Redskins took time and patience to get it up into the half court. Pitch and catch, 25 feet away. Siegel comes out, delivers the ball to Burning. Right wing, it's Broad. He goes baseline, goes up and under, then shoots a pass into the corner to Rosengarten. Shot fake by him down inside to Siegel. Siegel busts up for two. Good play by Siegel, and head coach Nate Barhorst has seen enough. The Rockets trail by 6. Major upset in the making tonight in the Shelby County League. 6 minutes to play, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Well, Chuck, the Rockets could afford to be a little subpar against the likes of St. Henry and Minster outside the Shelby County League, but cannot afford to not play well tonight against Fort Laramie.
Well, they came out of a timeout, had a set play. Laramie jumped the pass and stole the ball.
Yep, like a defensive back making an interception, jumping the route. Redskins just did it. Good pickup by Werman. It's a teammate driving down the lane. Exploding to the rim is Burning for two. Wow, I think Fort Laramie has got an assist for most every basket tonight. Crisp passing, adept driving. Here's Anna, top of the circle at the offensive end. Raked away by Fort Laramie on the steal. Werman to Broad. Fast break, 2-on-1. Broad on the finish. And head coach Nate Bauhorst gets his second timeout in less than a minute. Fort Laramie up 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
Yep, the Fort Laramie Redskins have stretched a 2-point halftime lead out to 10. 10 points for the Redskins of the first 12 in less than 3 minutes as we open play in the third quarter. 34-24 in favor of the home club. Big upset in the making here. Frilling's got the ball left side of the floor for Anna. And out of the timeout, Frilling makes a brilliant drive, banks it in on the run. He was nudged on the shoulder. He's got an add-on chance. He's at the stripe.
Not sure why they came out of the defense. It's been so effective. They came out and played man-to-man, and Frilling took it right to the basket.
Free throw by Nate Frilling of Anna. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound is jerked off the glass by Siegel of Fort Loramie. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. In midcourt, it's burning. Siegel comes out to get it. Now Fort Loramie tries to spread the floor, start its offense high. Between the rings, it's Worman. Mark it down. Anna was behind by 10 with just over 5 to play in the third quarter. Rosengarten's got a step back three outside the arc, left flank, missed it way short. Anna got the rebound, quickly down the floor to Filling. He goes barreling in from the left wing. Shot is crammed, but a foul against Fort Loramie. Good call. Two free throws, Nate Filling. Fort Loramie took a shot maybe it shouldn't have taken, giving Anna a leak out the other way.
Yeah, it was kind of quick out of the offense.
Frilling nails the free throw. 34-27. Fort Loramie's 10-point lead whittled to 7. Frilling attempting to make it a 6-point game. And he does. So quickly, Anna sticks 4 up on the board. And with 4.5 to go in the third quarter, Fort Loramie 34, Anna 28. Here's Burning to midcourt for the Redskins. Guarded by Yuleskamp. High right to Braun. Throws that inside to Siegel. Good overplay by Luthman. He deflects and gets the loose ball. Outlet to Stevens. Stevens shake and bake move down the lane. Missed it, no good. Stick back is in by Luthman. Anna after 2. Head coach Nate Barhorst timeouts. Appears to have rejuvenated itself. 6 straight by the Rockets, 34-30, Fort Loramie.
Well, great job by Luthman to run the floor. Good things happen when you run the floor.
Yeah, he trailed it. First shot was missed. Luthman was there for the rebound and stuck it in. Here's a nice maneuver, baseline left. Braun for Fort Loramie. Little dipsy-doo, 8-footer, no good. Over Luthman, weak side rebound to Yuleskamp. Right corner to Wyatt Benjamin for Anna, which is down 4. 3.5 to play, third quarter. He lost it, did Benjamin. Siegel picked it up, gave it to Worman. Worman sprints down the floor, and he's harassed from behind. Foul, common, personal, Anna. 3 minutes, 30 seconds to go. Third quarter, 34-34, Loramie.
Well, Coach Barrows wanted a kick on that last pass, and I think he's correct.
Uh-huh. Baseline right, Evan Burning to throw in for Fort Loramie. He looks, tries to find a receiver, gets it in the right corner to Braun. Braun starts a drive, makes a twisting layup, or I should say tries one in the lane, very unorthodox, short of the mark, no good. Don't even know if you try that in a horse. Anna got the rebound easily, and the Rockets have a chance to cut it to 2, maybe 1. Good effort by Braun, but Anna's defenders in the paint is too much height. Down low is Anna Stevens.
Wow.
Turns, squares up, overshoots a 6-footer. Banked it way long. Fort Loramie got the rebound. Worman to midcourt. Timeout called by the Fort Loramie head coach, Corey Britton. Redskins cling to the 4-point lead, 2:57 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, band gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
2 minutes, 57 seconds to go in the third quarter. Fort Loramie by 4 over Anna. Hopefully you're able to filter out my voice tonight. The sinus infection has taken its toll on me. We're doing the best we can. Hopefully you can translate the words. 34-30, Fort Loramie up 4 after the timeout by Corey Britton, head coach of the Redskins. Fort Loramie puts it in play. Fort Loramie hasn't scored now in 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Anna's reeled off 6 in a row. Top of the circle, Burning. Hits Braun slashing through the lane. He doesn't shoot. Instead, leaves it for a teammate right in front. It's missed on the play by Nate Plyman. Point blank range. Couldn't get it to fall. Tough break for Fort Loramie. Here's Luthman on the arc for Anna. Down the floor to Stevens. Right side to Cathcart. Near side to Yuleskamp. Big possession for the Rockets who trail by 4. 2:15 to go, third quarter. Luthman straight away, hands to Frilling. Picked up by Worman. Frilling in the right corner. Little pick and roll with Luthman. Luthman baseline right, shot fake, then goes up. Siegel tries to block it away, but got a piece to the top of the head of the Anna shooter. Two free throws, Rockets. 2:05 remaining, third quarter. 34-34 Warming. Redskins got the 10-point lead, Chuck. Haven't scored in 3 minutes. Foul shot is missed by Anna. Second free throw by Luthman upcoming. Rosengarten checks back in for Fort Loramie. Luthman dips the knees at the stripe, follows through, and hits it. 34-31. Anna with 7 in a row to trim Fort Loramie's 10-point cushion down to 3. Far left side, Rosengarten. 25 feet away for Fort Loramie. Top of the key, Siegel. Baseline left, finds Worman. Worman in among the trees. Short range shot deflected. Worman got it back short again. Rebound, Luthman of Anna. Loops it down the floor to Cathcart. 2-on-1. Faked it to Frilling. Cathcart made it. Oh, what a play. Sensational drive by Joel Cathcart. 34-33. 9 straight by Anna. Here's Worman trying to counter for Fort Loramie. He blitzes down the floor. Breakneck speed, shove from behind. I think he was in the act of shooting, maybe not. Nope.
No, they're going to stay outside here.
34-33, Fort Loramie. 9 straight by Anna in the last 3.5 minutes.
You can write this down. Cathcart's going to be a 15 to 20 point scorer for Anna next year.
He's got all the moves, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does it all. He just needs to pick up his defense a little bit. Sometimes he's a little bit of a defensive liability.
Here's Rosengarten, 25 feet away for the Redskins, who need a goal badly right now. Out high, Siegel. Look for the back cut. Pass to Burning wasn't there. Give it up to Worman now, to Rosengarten. He gets a high screen from Siegel, pick and roll. Down inside to the 6'7 man. Poked away by Luthman. Luthman rolls down the floor for Anna. Into the corner, stops, feeds it out back to Stevens. Anna can take the lead. Stevens, foul line, surges into the lane. Good defense by Fort Loramie. It's called a jump. That's a good call.
It was a good call. That was outstanding defense.
Anna possession, though. Rockets benefit from the arrow. 48.4 to go here in the third quarter. 34-33 Fort Loramie, which led 34-24 with just over 5 to play in the period. After 2 timeouts, Anna finally got revved up. Hulskamp to Luthman, foul line, retreats. Hulskamp, deep left corner, 3 ball. Swish! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by 2. A dozen straight for the Rockets, 36-34. 30 seconds to go, third period. Worman, 25 feet away. Out high to Siegel. Near side to Braun. Drives on Stevens, around him. Wrap around pass to Siegel in the lane. He moves hard toward the basket. Defensive foul. Anna in the act of shooting. Fort Loramie has been very adept at penetrating, probing the middle, navigating the paint. Siegel at the stripe for the Redskins. He bangs it in. 36-35. Anna's lead is 1. 17.9 to go, third quarter. Anna Rockets with 12 straight points over a span of nearly 5 minutes. Both foul shots good by Siegel of Fort Loramie were tied, 36 each. And here's a bad pass by Anna in backcourt. It hits the shoe of the referee. Picked up by Fort Loramie. Driving layup is good. With 3 seconds to go, Worman got the goal. Redskins up 2. Anna runs to midcourt, unaware of the clock. The buzzer sounds, and that's it. The Redskins do emerge as a leader at the end of 3. 38-36 over Anna on scores, broadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Cooper, Goodrich, Uniroyal, General, Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and more. M&A Muffler and Tires. Take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics at M&A in Fort Loramie. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Well, the fourth quarter, Chuck, starts with a controversial call. Player control, offensive foul, Siegel of the Redskins.
I think it was a correct call, or it was a travel, one of the two.
Here's Hillscamp into the forecourt for Anna. A quick triple is in the air. Short, no good. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Redskins up two. Half minute gone, fourth period. Drew Worman, top of the circle, high screen from Siegel. Coming out to catch is Nate Plyman, 6'3 junior forward. Ball thrown down inside, poked away by Anna, two-on-two break. Here is Luthman. Luthman barreling in from the right wing, goes all the way to the goal, and we've got an intentional foul called against Fort Loramie. In the act of shooting was Luthman. How many free throws will he get, Chuck?
He's going to get two free throws and then the ball.
Right.
That was just a silly foul. Two hands and shoved him.
And his two free throws will be tried with nobody on either side of the lane. The other nine players are at midcourt. Shot by Luthman, up and good. 38-37, Fort Loramie by one. Well, it was going to be a two-shot in the act of shooting foul at minimum, as the second shot is stiff-armed. It's a little short, but Luthman, the advantage, of course, is Rockets get the ball out of bounds. Opportunity to overtake Fort Loramie here. Down 38-37, 7-10 to play in the fourth. Anna throws it into the timeline from beneath the basket. Stevens tracks it down, gives it up to Hillscamp. Hillscamp 25 feet away. Pick from Flesher, who rolls to the basket, no pass. Back to Stevens, near side. Flesher on top, right wing to Cathcart. Cathcart loops a pass down inside to Flesher. He tossed it too high. Fort Loramie had a chance to defend, get a piece of it, and take it away. Here come the Redskins. Evan Burning into the lane. Fort Loramie up one on the arc to Rosengarten. Spin move, foul line. Back to Burning. He carves out space in the paint. He's belted as he goes into the middle of the floor and gets two shots. He was slapped hard on the elbow while shooting. Two free throws here for Burning. And that has been the motive all night of Fort Loramie. Redskins have worked it to perfection. Just simply weave the ball out front, look for a crease, and take it to the basket.
Well, they're 13 of 16 now, but they've outscored Anna by 8 points at the free throw line.
Foul shot, though, by Burning is no good. Second one upcoming. 1 point lead Fort Loramie. 6:34 to go, fourth quarter. Second free throw, Evan Burning. A lot of rim, backboard. It trickles through. 39-37, Redskins up two. Hillscamp to midcourt for Anna. Looks for Cathcart. Can't find him. Hillscamp dribbles on the arc. Gives it up to Flesher. We've got a holding foul down low. Rosengarten had wrapped up Stevens.
Team foul situation now, six apiece.
Yep.
The clubs have split 12 personals right down the middle. Everything's a one and one from here on. Baseline right of the basket. Cathcart looks. Airmails one to midcourt. Leaping catch there by Stevens. Stevens bolts down the lane, goes up and under, makes it. Oh, a Houdini of a shot, but wipe it off the board. We've got a foul against Fort Lauderdale. Stevens may have cleared out with his arm.
I think that's going to be the call, because he certainly didn't make contact with his body going through there.
No.
That was a heck of a shot.
Yeah, defender was not squared up in front. He must have used his arm to clear space. We were blocked, couldn't see it. Anna didn't question it very much. Fort Lauderdale's got the ball back. Well, it was a tremendous play, but it comes off the scorebook. The goal doesn't count. Offensive foul. 5:52 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Lauderdale driving again. It's Braun, right corner Rosengarten. He makes a mad dash into the lane. High arching turnaround floater. It's good. What a shot by Rosengarten.
That's a tough shot.
And on the main basket, what do we have, Chuck? A foul? A clear out inside by whom? An Anna player?
They called it on Flesher, and that's going to be Lormie stepping up for a one and one.
A made shot by Rosengarten. It looked like for a left-hander. He had twisted his body the wrong way. Nailed it anyway. It went way up in the air over Flesher, who then physically created space down inside and got called for a foul while the ball was going through the net.
Well, he called one and one, but now they're saying it's a one-shot foul.
Oh.
I don't know.
The foul was called while Rosengarten took the shot and made it, but he misses. He does not complete the three-point chance. Fort Lauderdale still up 4, 41-37. I was confused.
Well, still, I think the official was, too. Still a heck of a shot by Rosengarten to get on the basket.
It was. Here's a cross-court pass by Cathcart of Anna. Intercepted by Rosengarten to Worman. Worman barges into the lane. Foul, Cathcart of Anna. Too many lazy passes by the Rockets. Well out on the floor. And Fort Lauderdale has taking advantage. Redskins at the stripe again.
Well, that's just one of the weaknesses that Cathcart has. He doesn't have a lot of varsity experience, but he will throw some passes that obviously look open to him that just don't get there.
And Worman connects at the stripe. Fort Lauderdale's up five with 5:19 to go in the game. And a one but 20 in the first meeting. Second free throw, Worman, good. 43-37. Redskins by six over the Rockets. 5:12 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Frilling, 25 feet away. Fakes right, goes left. Double teamed. He gives it up on top to Luthman. Luthman bounce pass right corner. Hulskamp, left hand dribble. Foul line, down the lane. Good feed inside to Stevens. And it's raked away from him by Fort Lauderdale and tied up on the baseline. Rockets keep it. Quick hands from the Redskins all night.
Well, this happened the last time with Stevens. He had the great first quarter. Then he just kind of disappears.
Yep, he's been silent. Here is Luthman. Luthman, a great play in the left corner. Nobody picked him up. And he got a slip screen, went to the rim, and flushed it down. What a play by Luthman of Anna to bring the Rockets within four, 43-39. Luthman on the dunk. Here's Fort Lauderdale attacking. Broad at midcourt. Double bonus now for Fort Lauderdale. Stevens on the defense of Dylan Braun, 30 feet away. Ball given to Worman, thought about driving, didn't. Tell you what, Fort Lauderdale's up four. Each foul now for Manta results in two free throws. Redskins don't want to try anything fancy. Here's a good overplay out of the arc defensively by Stevens. And Stevens drives the ball loose. Touched by Fort Lauderdale, goes out of bounds. Big turn of events right there. Rockets defenders, Chuck, said, hey, we're not going to let you dilly-dally around with the ball. And Anna broke up the dribble. Ball deflected off Fort Lauderdale finally. Rockets have it. 4 minutes to go in the game.
Anna down four. Luthman in the post. Herky-jerky move. Missed it. No good. In fact, it went over the top of the backboard. The official signaled Wardlaw. Yes, it had to be tipped by a Redskin player. The shot went crooked by the Anna jump shooter.
Oh,
and it's given to Fort Laramie. And now the third official steps in. The correct call may be made yet. Aha, it is.
This guy coming over to the Fort Laramie bench has been absolutely horrible tonight. The other two guys' backs have to be hurting because they've been carrying since the first quarter.
And now the officials are demonstrating to head coach Corey Britton of Fort Laramie that the shot was tipped. It had to be. There's no way Luthman can take a 12-footer three or four steps off the baseline and shoot it up behind the backboard.
And then he went to the wrong end of the floor. So I'm telling you, even referees have bad nights. I think he's having a senior moment.
Here
I have those. I can say that.
Frilling inbounds to Luthman. Luthman to Stevens in the right corner for Anna. His three ball's in the air. It curls out. No good. Rebounded by Fort Laramie. Redskins up four with the ball. 3:40 to play. Heelskamp kicks it out of bounds for Anna at midcourt. Big possession right there. Anna got the reprieve. The officials met finally. Correct call was made, but the Rockets did not convert.
So they ran a nice play. Stevens just couldn't knock it down.
Fort Laramie inbounding. Goes to Siegel out high. Wraparound pass 20 feet away to Burning. Redskins will try to milk it. They're in the double bonus. This will be a big upset in the Shelby County League if the Redskins can pull it off. Here is a travel against Fort Laramie. A stutter step in the lane by Dylan Broad. He went down to one knee. Hovering over him was Stevens. And Dylan tried to make a move from that position. He walked.
There might have been a little contact, but you need to be strong with the ball in that situation.
Exactly.
You know you're going to get bumped.
Sure. Here's Heelskamp with the ball. 25 feet away for Anna, which is down four. 3:17 to go in the game. High post. It's Luthman. Left corner filling. Starts a drive in Rosengarten. Pulls up. It hits it. What a play by Nathan Filling. He drops in an 8-footer. Boy, he was barreling toward the basket. Stopped on a dime and nailed it. 3:10 to go. Fort Laramie up two. Chuck will keep it right here and tell our listeners all about Brookins in Fort Laramie, a fixture in downtown Fort Laramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Laramie at 10 Elm Street on the web at Brookins-USA.com. Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S. Well, Fort Laramie inbounds, beats the 10 seconds in the backcourt with a couple seconds to spare. Then Anna fouls once the Redskins get over the timeline. It's the double bonus situation the rest of the way, and Evan Burning strokes in the free throw.
17 of 20 now from the free throw line for the Redskins.
And Fort Laramie's up three, 44 to 41, 3 minutes to go. 45 to 41 in favor of Fort Laramie. In backcourt at Heelskamp, off to Frilling. Back to Heelskamp, near side to Luthman. Deep left corner, Stevens. Heelskamp 20 feet away. Spin move in the lane. Wrap around pass to the post player, Flesher. He's got a gimme. No, it's Luthman. Luthman on the goal. Flesher was there. Luthman's shot rolled down through the cylinder. Here's Fort Laramie with difficulty at midcourt. What's been called? Is it a violation by the Redskins or timeout, which beat it? Yep. Woo. Close.
2:36 to go, Chuck. Anna within 2, 45-43. Let's remind our listeners of the standings. Jackson Center, one loss. Jackson Center, one loss in the Shelby County League. Rushi and Anna with two. Jackson Center is playing a good Fairlawn opponent tonight at home. Anna's got a game left with Jackson Center away. Jackson Center also has to play Rushi next Friday night in what is our 1,000th game since the start of ScorersBroadcast.com more than 9 years ago. Understand that Jackson Center has defeated Fairlawn by 14.
That's a tough place to go play. Yeah. I always say that there's not a real home court advantage in the Shelby County League, but I think maybe I'm wrong when it comes to Jackson Center. That's a tough place to go.
The Tigers gym, the habitat of the cat, and they hold home court, thump Fairlawn to 14. I figured, I had a hunch, this might be the best game in the county here tonight at Fort Loramie, and it's turned out to be just that. Here is Worman, dribble drive into the lane for Fort Loramie. He tries to shovel it toward the rim from his knees, and he cleverly draws a two-shot foul with 2:31 to go. Chuck, this game is going to be decided by free throws.
Well, so far, that's what has the two-point lead for the Redskins. They have a huge advantage from the free throw line.
2:31 to go. Worman at the stripe. Two free throws for Fort Loramie. He eyes the goal and connects. Redskin players, ice water in their veins tonight.
They've outscored them 19-6 from the free throw line.
My goodness, a 3-point lead, a 13-point advantage at the charity stripe. That one is too hard. Long rebound, though, out to Siegel. Fort Loramie collects it. Redskins still have the ball. Dylan Braun makes a move into the right corner, tries to steer his way around Luthman, and Luthman sticks out the knee right back to the stripe. Fort Loramie. 2:24 to go, fourth quarter. 46-43, Redskins lead by three. Anna Rockets, after tonight, Chuck, in the Shelby County League, have a home game with Houston and away game with Jackson Center. And should Anna lose tonight and fall two games back, a lot of things would have to happen in Anna's favor in other games in order for Anna to get a share. Because then Jackson Center would have to lose twice. Rushi would have to drop at least one more in order for Anna to get part of a three-way tie. First free throw, Fort Loramie, good by Dylan Braun. Second shot, short, hits the front rim.
That last foul was on Luthman, and that was his fifth.
Luthman out of the game now for the Anna Rockets, who are behind by four. Fort Loramie split the last four free throws, could have been up by six. It is four, though, with 2 minutes to go in the game. Fine inside pass by Anna, filling to Yulskamp. Down low to Stevens, power move, and he is drilled on the right shoulder. Two free throws for Stevens of Anna. Fort Loramie made sure Stevens didn't convert. He'll have to earn them at the free throw line. First shot is in and out. No good. It rattled and snapped out of the cylinder. 47-43. Fort Loramie up four. Second free throw, Stevens. Missed it way hard off the heel. Rebound volleyball to Fort Loramie. Redskins with possession up four, under two to play. Midcourt, it's burning. Gives it to Worman. Frilling on the chase. High left to Siegel. Now to Rosengarten. Ball loop near side to Burning. Burning pulls up foul line right, doesn't shoot. Oh, here's a baseline drive by Fort Loramie. Great play. Dylan Broad all the way to the basket. Anna honored his three-point shot. Great first step to Dylan. He beat Anna to the hoop. And it's a six-point game as Anna gets the benefit of a foul at the other end with a minute 33 to go. Boy, that was a critical goal by Dylan Broad. A nifty drive along the baseline. Very well done by Braun. Six-point game might be tough now for Anna to overcome unless the Redskins all of a sudden go cold at the stripe. Anna's got to make two right here to get back within four.
Now with 1:33 to go, they can't let much time go off the clock before they foul.
And Yulskamp sinks it to make it a 49-44 game. And Anna brings on the floor a designated fouler. Mason Platfoot is in, 5'10 sophomore. Second shot by Yulskamp. Each free throw very significant. Uh-oh, he's short on it, no good. Fort Lauderdale got the rebound. Leaking out the other way is Braun. Braun catches and scores at the other end. Fort Lauderdale's got him a 7. Deep three by Yulskamp. Deflected on the play by Burning. It comes down to Siegel. Loose ball in backcourt. There's a stump for it. Whistles, fouls, what's been called. I think it's on Anna. And Fort Lauderdale's about set to put this game away. Wow, what a shocker this would be in the Shelby County League tonight. Anna came into the game, Chuck, mentally dropped its guard. Fort Loramie was out to make its season here tonight with a late January victory at home against the Anna Rockets in the Shelby County League. Shot by Siegel, no good. Double bonus. Fort Loramie up 7, a minute 14 to go. Not over yet. But Fort Loramie's got a free throw chance here to make it 8. Siegel eyes the bucket and nails it. 52-44. We're near the 1 minute mark. Benjamin at midcourt for Anna. Redskins up 8 points. 25 feet away, it's Cathcart. High lefty, Yulskamp. Shot fake. Goes into the lane. Looks like he's got a clear path to the basket, and Fort Loramie stripped it. Redskins to midcourt. It's Burning. Fakes right, goes left. He's tripped on the play by Anna. Wow. Fort Loramie's hands tonight, Chuck, have been lightning quick.
This is surprising, but Loramie's got some talent, and they had a good game plan tonight, and they executed it. I've been impressed.
Yep. Evan Burning at the stripe, 2 free throws for Fort Loramie to make it a 10-point game. Swish, 53-44. Fort Loramie's up 9. Incredible. Well, we said way back in November, Chuck, in the Shelby County League boys race this year, if you drop your guard home or away, you'll get beat. And Anna, a darn near prohibitive favorite tonight, having beaten Fort Loramie by 20 earlier in the year, dropped its guard and is being thumped by 10. Here's a long 3-point try by Stevens. It rolls around and comes out. Tie up on the rebound. And as luck would have it, Fort Loramie's got the arrow. There's a lid on it right now for Anna. It is all Redskins. 10-point cushion with 43 ticks to play. Rosengarten in backcourt gives it up on the play to Burning. Right back to Rosengarten. Anna grabbed him, no foul called. Out goes to Worman near side. Cathcart nicks him. Couple free throws coming here for Fort Loramie. My goodness, 54-44 in favor of Fort Loramie. 36.5 to go. Worman is trying to add a nail or two to the coffin here. Good on the foul shot, 55-44. Second one coming. Oh, what a great game for Drew Worman.
Yeah, he's been terrific.
The senior for the Redskins has been dynamite tonight. 12-point game as Stevens slips right down the middle. Redskins let him go by. Don't foul him. He scores. Here's a leak out to Rosengarten for Fort Loramie. Good at the other end. Back to 12 with 18 seconds to go. Filling at midcourt for Anna. To Cathcart. Here's a long set shot. A 30-footer. Yes. With 10 seconds to go. It's a 9-point game. Here is Burning in backcourt for Fort Loramie. Dumps it off on the plate of Dylan Braun. With 2 seconds to go. It is over. Fort Loramie has pulled a shocker tonight. Defeating Anna 58-49. Well, for all intents and purposes, Chuck, now it's a two-team race in the Shelby County League, Jackson Center and Rushi, and they collide next Friday night at Rushi
in game 1,000 here on ScorersBroadcast.com since we started over 9 years ago.
Yeah, well, that's what it's coming down to. Yep. I mean, Anna played themselves out of it tonight, and give Loramie credit. They had a good game plan. They executed well, got themselves a nice win.
Yep, Redskins drove the Rockets silly and made foul shot after foul shot after foul shot. Big 9-point win for Fort Loramie here tonight. I'd like to tell you all about Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCurdyville. High-tech computer solutions for your business and for you, the home personal computer user. Computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, data recovery, data transfer, upgrades, tutoring, and more. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCurdyville repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions, high-quality computer service. He's prompt, on time, 937-538-6948, 538-6948, Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCurdyville. Great guy, personable, approachable, and he knows his stuff. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna. So many thanks tonight to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, these special ones, including Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and M&A Muffler and Tires. You should place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured. The best in plumbing, electric, heating, and air conditioning around is at Tom and Jerry's, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Family-owned, building a quality name on relationships, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's, electric, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com, TOMJERRYS.com. Well, Chuck, you could see it unfolding early on, the game plan for Fort Loramie, as we talked about it from the onset here tonight. Was drive the ball to the basket, make Anna play defense, force the Rockets to get in front. Rockets got in some foul trouble. Fort Loramie made free throws, got to the 1-on-1 quickly in both halves. In fact, got to the double bonus eventually in each half. And Fort Loramie was on the money at the free throw line tonight. And with four guards on the floor, along with 6'7 Siegel, the Redskins just had a heyday tonight, weaving their way to the basket.
25 of 31 from the free throw line. Anna was 7 of 16. You really don't have to go any farther than that, but no. You can, because Loramie, undersized with their four guards and their center, like you talked about, out-rebounded Anna 26 to 17, 11 to 2 on the offensive boards. Oh, it was an absolute thumping by the Redskins tonight. I sent a text to Mick Leffel, who's the varsity assistant at Rushi, and I can't say what he responded back, but he was surprised.
Yeah, simply a case of Fort Loramie out-hustling Anna here tonight at the Redskins gym.
All over the place, and I've said it, and I'll say it again, a great game plan, and you can have great game plans, but then you have to execute, and they did it to perfection tonight.
Who's our Clancy Star of the Game recipients for these two teams?
Well, Drew Werman had 19, and Dylan Braun had 16, and they both were terrific. They got 7 from Burning, 8 from Rosengarten, and 7 from Siegel. I could give them all, but I'm going to go ahead with Werman and Braun. On the other side, it's kind of a tough call. But I'm going to go with the sophomore, Joel Cathcart. Yeah. He scored 10 points off the bench. Thought he sparked them, and I thought he had a terrific game tonight for the Rockets.
Yeah, good choice. And for Fort Loramie, it was a team win, that's for sure. I'm certain that Dylan Braun and Drew Werman would both say there's no I in team, although they do win the Clancy's Awards.
Yeah.
It was a well-rounded team effort by Fort Loramie tonight. Those are our Clancy's winners, Cathcart for Anna, and Werman and Braun for Fort Loramie. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, no gimmies in the Shelby County League in the boys' race this year. We talked about it in November. Again, it came true once more tonight as Fort Loramie beats up on Annaba 9 to knock the Rockets, at least for the time being, out of the race. Anna drops to third because Rushi defeated Houston. Not easy, though, tonight for the Raiders, Chuck.
They said it was a two-point spread most of the second half, and then they hit some free throws, pulled away at the end, and won by eight. And then, as you said earlier, Jackson Center beat Fairlawn by 14. So there's your Shelby County League games. Tonight, Botkins had the evening off, at least in the league.
Right. So Jackson Center finishes the night with still just the one loss in league play. Rushi has two setbacks, Anna now three, and it sets the stage for next Friday night showdown. Jackson Center and Rushi at the Raiders gym, of course, will have that game for you next Friday night. Rushi wants to win to pull even and then hope that maybe the Tigers stub their toe at home against Anna the final game of the year.
That was exactly the text I got. He said, now we just need Anna to knock off. So they got to take care of business first. They got to beat them first, and then they can worry about what Anna's going to do.
The plot has thickened a little bit.
This is so much fun, and you get to know all these people around here, and you pull for all the teams because you like the people that you meet. So and good groups, good coaching, good kids.
Yeah, the one thing I like about meeting and getting to know the parents and the adults, Chuck, is that they never go away. They're here all the time. It's the seniors for these teams that I miss when they graduate.
Oh, me too.
That's the tough part for me.
And the older I get, the worse this becomes for me. But on senior nights and when I see kids play for their last games, I always get a little teary-eyed.
Yep, Anna Rockets were thumped, to use the verb that Chuck inserted into his sentence a few minutes ago. Anna thumped tonight by Fort Loramie by 9, 58-49. Now, tonight's game was the first of a night tomorrow day doubleheader, so to speak, from right here at the Fort Loramie gym, because tomorrow afternoon at 2:10 webcast time, we've got Anna at Fort Loramie girls in the Shelby County League showdown of the year. Anna's lost none in the league. Beat Fort Loramie by a point earlier in the season at Anna. Fort Loramie has that lone loss, and the Redskins want to knock off Anna tomorrow to get a share of the Shelby County League title. It should be a great game. Anna ranked number 2 in the state in girls Division 3, and I think Fort Loramie was 10th this week in girls D4.
Well, it's always a war. If they were both 500, you'd still be excited to come see the basketball game.
Exactly. So many thanks to our great sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, and Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, and a new location in Troy. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. The Sydney Daily News, the best local sports page coverage around. And again, thanks to Ken Barhorst for forwarding to us that Sydney score. The Yellow Jackets down early tonight, big, to Vandalia Butler. Storm back to win by 8.
an amazing rally by Sydney. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center in New Knoxville. The Bluffton University MBA program. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. And the in-between, south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. These Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions and Anna near McCartyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. And my sinus infection is about ready to take its toll on me. The last gasp or two is coming up. These Fort Loramie game sponsors tonight, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. And M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Hopefully after a good night's sleep and a big breakfast tomorrow morning. And a lot of Robitussin, not for breakfast, on the cereal.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'll put milk on the cereal. Hopefully I'll be back ready, set to go tomorrow at 2:10 webcast time. The Fort Loramie girls host Anna right here. We could pitch a tent in the gym, Chuck, and stay right here because we're back tomorrow afternoon. And don't forget tomorrow night, my health permitting, we've got Jackson Center at home against Minster. Should be a good game. A lot of orange and black in that contest. School colors for both teams. Minster from the Midwest Athletic Conference, a dangerous club. We saw Minster take care of Anna at Anna recently. Minster at Jackson Center. The Tigers top spot now in the Shelby County League, a game ahead of Rushi. After Jackson Center beat Fairlawn tonight, Rushi defeated Houston. So we've got that interconference matchup tomorrow night. By the way, that's a 7:30 tip. Webcast time, 7:10 tomorrow night. For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie, where the Redskins have pulled off a shocker, defeating the Anna Rockets. Final score, Fort Loramie 58, Anna 49.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.